Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, leading you up to a massive, massive series down in Cleveland. Tigers, Indians, three games. I mean, it very well could turn around the Tigers season. I'm kidding.
No, hold on. Three games to settle it once and for all, right? Three games either way. There's going to be a sweep this weekend. I'm declaring it, and we'll see which way it sweeps.
Now, Woj, if the Tigers are able to get a series sweep this weekend in Cleveland,
hello,
four games back of the Indians in the AL Central. I mean, look.
Indians ain't running away and hiding. They ain't hiding. So, it is whatever. We'll see what happens.
It is what it is. No news there. Same old, same old. Mm-hmm. They're the Tigers. They're probably going to go lose the series. It is what it is. Whoa. Either way, we're taking you up to coverage of that. It's the Bogey and Wojo Show. 97 on the ticket. But we do actually have legitimate news. I heard Mike open up his show at 2 o'clock and he goes, there's something to talk about. There's something to actually get into that has some substance. And that is that Avery Bradley is now a Piston. He's been officially, you know, tweeted out his photo. There's a link now on the Pistons website. Stan Van Gundy has now commented on the entire situation as well. Avery Bradley's a Piston. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, see you later. Kicking the can down the road.
How about that? Now, here's my thought real quick. And people, I think people are really kind of into this trade. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. We've been waiting for one of the teams around here just to make a move. Is it the biggest blockbuster? Well, no. But as far, one of your teams just got rid of 40% of their starting lineup. Well, Marcus Morris and KCP.
Hold on, okay? And we might as well just throw it out there as well. You already threw the number out, 248-539-9797. But, you know, I read your column, and I want to get more into exactly what you're getting at because I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
But if you're a Pistons fan out there, you know, Avery Bradley, tremendous player, two-way player, right? And a guy that is an upgrade over Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. But yes, we do have to be clear, under contract this season, next year could become an unrestricted free agent, could walk away, and you could be left with nothing for Avery Bradley and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Marcus Morris because he was the one that was actually traded away today. So is it more of a risk acquiring Avery Bradley or is it more of a reward getting him for this one season? 248-539-9797.
Because I like the trade. I have no problem. I heard some people freaked out about they just let KCP go. They renounced his qualifying rights. Listen, it was good. They weren't going to match any offer over $20 million, nor should they for KCP, a below average shooter as a shooting guard. And they weren't going to get anything in a side in trade, or they would have had to play this game for God knows how long trying to match things up. They had to move on this. The Celtics had to get under the salary cap to get Gordon Hayward aboard. Avery Bradley became available. No problem with the immediate reward. The risk is
here we go.
At this time next year, at free agency day, you could, who knows, maybe Avery Bradley liked it here, but not enough to the Pistons might offer him a max, but so might somebody else. He could be gone, and then it goes from a good, bold move to a disaster.
See,
if that happens.
And if is obviously, you know, a big portion of it. You don't want to see Avery Bradley walk away at the end of this season and you're kind of left there, you know, wondering what your future is, what you're going to do. Still with a couple of bad contracts in Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond. But I would say this is more of a reward in the sense that, one, we live in a society right now where it is a, what have you done for me lately? Impress me now. It's all about the now and 2017, 2018 season as opposed to looking ahead to the future, as opposed to wondering what it's going to be 2, 3, 4, you know, maybe even 5 years down the road. I think the immediate gratification for Pistons fans and for this team, I think it's going to be enough that as they head downtown once again, which I'm very happy about, and they go to Little Caesars Arena, Avery Bradley is the type of guy that Detroit is going to resonate with. Detroit is certainly absolutely going to love.
Yeah.
And I do think, too, part of the reward also comes, and Hatchett was talking about this earlier when we were getting ready for this big, you know, very exciting show. We're going to find out exactly where this franchise is at. And I've contended for a little while now that Stan Van Gundy is going all in on the idea that the Reggie Jackson injury last year, it completely threw the Pistons off for an entire season. It made them a much worse team. It ruined Andre Drummond, who is obviously a better offensive player in the high pick and roll when he has somebody like a Reggie Jackson that can set him up. I think that's what they're banking on. That, you know what? Their value's down.
I don't know. Bad contracts. I don't think that's true.
You got to surround him with shooters.
No, right. But if he was just banking on Reggie Jackson to be healthy, we'll be right back, then he would have kept the status quo. He has been
not at that price.
But
he also needs a better shooter on that wing right next to Reggie Jackson.
A better shooter and better defender. And that's exactly what they got in Avery Bradley. Listen, I think Stan Van Gundy is an interesting guy and is a good basketball coach who's been sort of searching for things, kind of moving pieces around, trying things, and then they don't work. But I am sick of hearing for the last couple years about, we just got to play better defense and we got to be able to shoot the ball better. Okay, instead of talking about it, do something.
He's
and
done
that's
that,
what he did.
Exactly.
Right. He drafted Luke Kennard. Great shooter.
Absolutely.
He went and traded for Avery Brad. That's fine. It's not the status quo. They weren't just sitting back and go, okay, maybe we'll shoot better and play better defense next year when Reggie Jackson's healthy. No, he stirred it up, and it needed to be stirred up, just like a few of the teams around here need to be stirred up.
Well, and that's part of it, too, because, again, you know, the Pistons were stale. Nobody wanted to go and watch Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Reggie Jackson or Andre Drummond, you know, even a Marcus Morris. This is a guy that you actually probably want to pay to see. He's a legitimate NBA player, a legitimate wing on both ends of the floor. Not to mention, and you brought it up, you know, Luke Kennard is a guy that you need to produce.
I mean, right away. You ran KCP out of
town.
I'm
just saying.
I heard your little Piston show last night. And you go, don't you think Luke Kennard can do what KCP can do?
The people were loving it.
You ran him out of town.
Absolutely. I'm not paying him $18 or $20 million
a
season.
I'm not either.
Luke Kennard has to go out there and perform, and Stan Van Gundy is either going to be right or wrong about that first round pick. Henry Ellenson looks like going to get a heck of an opportunity behind John Lure at the four spot, that stretch four. So you'll find out if that first round pick could potentially, you know, pay off down the road. And, you know, the real X factor in all of this is Stanley Johnson. He's going to get the minutes that are going to be vacated by Marcus Morris right behind Tobias Harris. We're going to find out whether or not Stan Van Gundy has actually gotten this thing on the right track, whether or not there is some sort of a future or not.
Well, you
and
know,
that's a reward right there.
Okay, and here's the other thing, and we'll take your calls when we come back at 248-539-9797. You know what else we're going to find out about the Pistons and Stan Van Gundy? We think he could make pretty good trades. I've liked most of the trades he's made.
Absolutely.
We're about to find out if he can draft. Because he's getting rid of all the picks that weren't his, KCP and the like, and we're going to find out about Stanley Johnson, Henry Ellenson, and Luke Kennard. And you know what? We need to find out about. We'll find out about if SVG knows what he's doing in the draft.
I think answers are better than non-answers. That, to me, is why I say it's more of a reward than it is a risk. 248-539-9797. Avery Bradley's now a Piston. More of a risk or more of a reward for this franchise? It's Bogey and Wojo, 97 on the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.